It's a grind right now, but I'm having a good time. I think everyone's having a good energy to it, and like wanting to work every day and like get better. And, you know, we always go out there saying, you know, it's gonna be a great day. Just trying to change the mindset like what we used to maybe have, and to just positive. We go out there positive. We just stay positive the whole time.
You notice a lot of differences just now that it's year two under Jimbo.
No, not really. Because last year, you know, it was the hard part of like rechanging the whole offense, getting to his style, like pro style offense. You know, learning a new playbook. We have lots of the same guys in offense coming back. You know, some of the young guys, they're having to learn it really quick, like Baylor, and he's doing a great job of it the whole time. Same with Glenn Beal. The tight ends are doing a really good job. They're just kind of learning it. But right now, the only coach we lost was our coach. And luckily, Coach Grimes, our assistant line coach, he came back, so it wasn't a big transition for us.
Carson? What was it like last year, just the caliber of pass rushers you were facing almost every week, and how did it prepare you for the rest of your career today?
Well, after the season, me and Dan Moore, we were like, hey, they were pretty good. We told everybody they were pretty good, and they weren't lying, because there's like, I think about half of them are going first round this year. You know, the guy from Mississippi State, both of them, the D-tackle and DN, all the guys from Clemson, but it definitely prepared us, because those guys are all leaving. You know, there could be guys just as good, but, like, we face them, we know their speed, we know what to expect, and, like, we know how to beat them.
So what are the new changes with the new O-line coach? What might be different?
So he made a big emphasis. He didn't want to change the entire, O-line, all the calls and stuff, because there are 20 of us and one of him, so he's kind of readjusting, learning all of our stuff. And mainly he's teaching us new technique, like, kind of new ways, like, maybe, like, just jump set them instead of going all the way back on a deep set, like, trying to, like, play with their minds like they're playing with ours, like a different approach to every play.
What about Eric McCoy being such a leader? Who are the leaders now, do you feel, the O-line?
Dan Moore and Ryan McCollum, you know, they're stepping it up big time. We have, and same with Colton Prater, you know, we have the most experience on the O-line right now. And, like, we're trying our best to keep everybody positive on the offense. And, you know, the O-line, D-line control the game. Whatever side is doing better is going to win that game. Everybody knows it. So we're trying to step up and be the leaders of the whole group.
You're a leader?
Yes, sir.
What's different about Carson Green right now as opposed to Carson Green this time of year?
I have a lot more experience. I feel like a lot bigger and stronger, too. And mainly, the speed of the game is definitely slowing down for me. And knowing the offense is the biggest key. There's so much. Last year was just a big, here's just a big binder, learn it all, and it was just coming at you real fast. Now it's like working on the details, and his main thing is, you know, we're going to execute everything to perfectly, perfect time, perfect play every time. And that's like the main thing. That's like what he says, that's champions right there. That's what we're trying to get to where, like, we're not making the little details and messing up.
Carson, we hear an awful lot about Michael Clemens. I assume you go against him in practice sometimes. Is the hype for real, or you know, what's the scouting report on him?
I'm saying be watching for this year. He's going to do really good for our defense. Our D-line's amazing. And Mike, it's his last year, I'm pretty sure, and he's definitely a lot bigger. If you see him, the man is gigantic. And he is going to be a dominant force in our D-line, especially on the end.
We heard a lot about how he was in bowl practice. What do you remember about that?
Oh, yeah, he was coming off every play. Scout team, so it was different, because usually scout team is like, you know, you're trying to get every detail right, but then it was a full game for me, because he hurt his ankle, so he couldn't do the left side, so he was on the right side mainly, and every play we were going at it. It's the same now. He brings like great intensity every play, and same with Tyree Johnson. He's going to step up. We should, like, honestly, he's a really big guy too on the edge. Like, you all should be hearing his name almost every weekend.
You've seen Tank Jenkins out there quite a bit. You know, what have you seen from him and his improvement this year?
You know, Tank, he's just a young buck, but he's, like, getting a lot better. He's, like, starting to learn the playbook. You know, he's listening to us, because it's just a lot coming at you when you're a young guy. You know, all the calls. If you're only playing with the twos for a whole year and you go to the ones, it's a major transition. And so he was getting used to the speed for a couple of days and then, like, getting able to communicate on the run. But, like, right now he's doing a really good job, just needs to progress a little bit more.
You don't have Keaton. You don't have Eric. How good is this offensive line now, and how good do you think it projects to be?
I think we're going to be really good O-line by the end of it. You know, like last year, everyone was kind of saying the same thing. You know, we have a lot of young guys, and sure, we're losing two solid veterans. You know, Eric has a chance of going first round. Keaton, he's going to get drafted pretty high probably, too. And you know, they had a lot of game experience, and they helped us on the whole line as leaders. And so now it's just our turn for us three to step it up. And we have Jared Hawker coming back, too, so that's four guys with a lot of playing time. And now it's just someone else to step up as the young guy and take that role.
How have the tight ends integrated in with y'all, the new tight ends, especially Baylor, the freshman?
They're doing good. They're doing good. They're trying to learn it all. It's just a lot. You know, they got to learn to run. They got to learn to pass. And now I think Baylor's learning just that he's a blocker now. So, like, you know, you got your footwork right so you can help the tackles on the edge. But Baylor's going to be a guy by the end of spring and by the, like, end of fall camp that I'd be watching out for him.
Is there any difference blocking for the running backs you have now without Travion, since Travion was such a force?
Travion will be missed a lot next year. He was a great running back, we all know. These new guys coming in, you know, they're bringing multiple, just they run differently. Like, Jayshon is, he runs hard, so does Vernon, so does CJ. CJ's a massive running back, you know, weighs a lot, runs hard, runs people over. You know, it's, and the same with Cabote. You know, it's just a different style, but now we got a lot of depth in running back. And maybe we didn't have last year. I mean, last year all we had was Travion having to carry the ball lots of the time, and then Jayshon having to carry the ball a little bit. But now we'll have four running backs, so you can rotate in and out without a problem.
What's the biggest difference, just personality-wise, and communication between Jimmy Turner and Henson?
The Boston accent. You know, we missed that. You know, Jimmy Turner. You know, you miss that all the time. But really, Coach Henson's doing a good job of, you know, he came in here and he said, hey, like, I don't know any of y'all. You know, I might have recruited y'all, but this is y'all's clean slate. You know, like, the only guys I really know are the guys I've watched film of. And so that's only a handful of us. And he's like, everybody else, you know, if you're young, this is your, it's your chance to, like, redo it, restart over, whatever you want. It's given a lot of guys more confidence. And it's kind of just a do-over, saying that this is their time. If they want it, they can have it.
It's also motivating for the starters coming back that I got to reprove myself.
Yes, exactly. You know, he's been really good about just, like, he'll maybe transition a couple people every day at practice and really just trying to build the young guys' confidence as well as pushing the older guys, like the starters, and, you know, just making us work for that spot every day.
No offense, Carson, but you weren't as, when you first arrived here, maybe not as heralded as some of the other recruits and things like that. At any time, do you find yourself surprised at how far you've come, or did you come here upset that you weren't more hyped?
I didn't really like the hype at all. I didn't like tweeting about offers or anything like that. I thought that was just kind of overrated. And, like, Jim Turner, he made me tweet my commitment. I wasn't going to do that. But it was just one of those things, like, we're all at the same place. You know, stars really don't matter. As soon as you sign the paper line that you're here, you're going to that school, like, everyone's a clean slate. You know, you got to re-earn everything. And I came in there, you know, I knew that there was when I was a freshman, there was going to be a tackle spot. It might be open. And so, like, Coach Turner told me, like, you know, you better be ready to play. And so that was my mindset the whole time, freshman year. And I didn't think, like, anything of it just because of the star and, like, recruitment.
You had mentioned the transition with Coach Henson, but did having Coach Grimes be retained, did that help that move a little smoother potentially?
Oh, yes. Yes. Coach Grimes is, like, helping everybody out because he was there. We don't have to change any of the calls. So it's helping, like, us and Coach Fisher and Coach Dickey all be on the same page and not, like, miss a step because he's still there while Coach Henson is still making sure he knows the whole offense completely. And then Coach Grimes, like, it's good to know somebody, you know, like, we're all good friends with Coach Grimes. We all miss Turner, but at least there was someone there that we were familiar with, not just, like, getting thrown into a new person, new kind of just a bucket to start over with.
Thank you, Carson.
Thanks, Carson. Thank you. Appreciate it.